Let us begin as we begin all prayer by reminding ourselves that we are in the holy presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I pray that you unlock my heart, that I might be fully alive to my true identity in you. Give me clear revelation to see myself the way you see me. Help me to stand in your truth, to relish in your love, and to open my heart with faith, hope, and love. Amen. I am delighted that you have joined us on this Lenten retreat. Who do you say that I am? This retreat follows the first week of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And in this first week, St. Ignatius asks us to recognize ourselves as loved sinners. This might be a daunting task. This might not even be a welcoming invitation. And yet, to see who we are, to know our identity, we need to know ourselves as loved sinners. St. Ignatius invites us to see every side of ourselves, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. The purpose of this first week of the spiritual exercises is to have a profound awareness of our sinfulness that will then enable us to come to a much deeper sense of gratitude and love, wonder and awe for what God has done for us and why God continues to love us. And it is this love of God that brings us to a deeper, if not a little closer, an understanding about our identity with God. A great Jesuit and spiritual master, George Aschenbrenner, is in his book, Stretch to Greater Glory, says about the first week of the spiritual exercises, the difficulty that complicates our desire to be faithful to the vision of God's glorious creative love cannot be overlooked. It is like a fissure and must somehow be repaired. This healing is the goal of the first week. And this knowing of ourselves as loved sinners is part of this healing. I have this bathroom mirror, and through that mirror, I can only see myself from my chest and a little over my head. Whenever I look in that mirror, I almost always inevitably notice my imperfections. In 1995, I was in a car accident, and I see the scar on my forehead that was left behind the windshield I hit. I had acne as a teenager, and there are acne scars all over my face. The pigment of my dark brown skin is darker in some places than in others. I have a pointy chin that I hate. I have a round face. I have an overbite. My hair is thinning, and one of my eyelids droops. And the list goes on and on and on. And yet, all these imperfections are a part of who I am. They are not the whole, but part. Although some days I do think to myself, all these imperfections and a myriad of others are all that I am. Something I have to remind myself. On those days when I am most nitpicky about my appearance, these so-called imperfections, they are what people see, sure. But this outer layer of my humanity is only a portion of what the world recognizes as Damien. And yet, these scars and blemishes and thinning hair have not deterred people from loving me. My most closest and dearest friends, my beloved family, they all love me anyway, even if I think my chin is distracting. All of these imperfections that I see on my face have a history. Some have a story, but all of them make up the features of my face. And I forget that what is on my face is connected to my life. My chin is the chin of my mother. My droopy eyelid is the eyelid of my grandfather. The car accident I mentioned earlier was with my best friend in high school, Ryan, and the stories with him are numerous and wonderful. My round face connects me to my culture. My acne scars remind me that I have grown up and come of age and have matured. Sin is similar. We forget that sin comes from a history that we see. We could see the results of sin all around us. Black and brown people suffer at the hands of racism. Children are shot in schools. College students shot in schools. People experiencing homelessness continue to experience homelessness. We see the results of sin all around us. Every day, if we look closely and have the humility to see it for what it is, sin. There was a time in our history that we thought of sin as rule-breaking, and sure, perhaps it is that, but we overemphasize that side of sin. Today, our understanding of sin has evolved. Jesuit Father Joseph Tetlow writes in his Guide to the Spiritual Exercises, Choosing Christ in the World, "Sin is a rupturing of the proper relationship between myself and God, and also between myself and those whom God gives me to love. Finally, we have come to understand that sin means a rupturing of my relationship to my own self, acting inauthentically and abusing myself." Now, all that is heavy and challenging. Let's take a moment to pause and check in. What have you heard so far? How does it sit with you? I'm going to tell three stories. Story one, the angels. Here's a story. Once upon a time, God created angels. And these angels were beautiful, and they were lovely. And God gave them all kinds of gifts and freedoms. These angels, created in grace and love, populated all of the cosmos. It was a sight to see. One day, the angels decided that they no longer wanted to better themselves. They were already fantastic as it was. And instead of using their angelic selves to love each other and God, they fell into pride and changed themselves from creatures of grace and love to creatures of malice and spite. This change had them hurled into a new realm of life. Some call it pain and suffering, others call it hell. Story two, Adam and Eve. And this story is more familiar to you. God created all of creation, and in that creation, he created the first humans, Adam and Eve. And God dwelt with them in the garden and gave Adam and Eve access to everything, except the tree of knowledge. Adam and Eve could do anything in the garden. They had free rein to every corner, every hill, and every valley. Now, this tree of knowledge represents taking the authority of doing what is good in your own eyes. And it is of this tree that Adam and Eve, and when human beings start doing what is good in their own eyes, it leads to rupture of relationships, violence, and even death. And so, Adam and Eve eat of the tree of knowledge and are banished from the garden forever. Our final story, the sin of others. Now, the story is a story that you can tell. If you have gone to school or lived a life, we can identify the sins of others quite easily. And what I mean by this are the sins of our history, Hitler and Holocaust, slavery and racism, gun violence and death, and so on. This third story is the story of our world and how throughout history, humanity has done great sins. I can think of the war in Ukraine as being a story of sin in our world history today. The death of black men at the hands of some police officers like Tyree Nichols, just to name one. The explosion of harmful chemicals in Palestine, Ohio. Now, there's the story that reminds me of this particular story we're telling ourselves. It's from an interview between the actor Adam Driver and a late-night talk show host whose name I forgot. In this interview, the host asks Adam Driver something like, "What's it like to play a bad guy?" Now, this was an interview for a Star Wars film where Adam Driver played Kylo Ren. And Adam Driver responds, "Kylo Ren does not think he's bad. He thinks he's right." All these stories has me wonder, how can others become sinners? Couldn't Hitler see what he was doing was wrong? Couldn't Adam and Eve recognize that they are about to break their promise to God, that they wouldn't eat from the tree? Can't the angel see that they are doing harm to what was given to them? For our reflection, and all reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. But let's take a moment to reflect on these three stories: the sin of the angels, the sin of Adam and Eve, and the sin of others. What do you feel when you reflect on these stories? What emotions or thoughts come up for you as you read them? If you would like some scripture, take a look at Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. Or maybe Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. Or maybe Psalm 51. And if you would like some music to meditate with, consider "The Longing" by All Sons and Daughters. Or maybe consider "Shiloh" by Audrey Assad. Again, these reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. With that, let us pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.